It's great to see everybody.
很高兴见到大家。
You see a lot of empty chairs this morning, but that's because many of our people are traveling.
虽然大堂有很多空位子，但是这是因为有很多弟兄姊妹都出外旅行。
So this is the time in the summer when the church is the smallest.
这是夏天的时候教会通常人数最少。
But I thank God that all of you are here.
那我们很高兴大家能够来到这。
Okay, Peter writes, Slaves, in reverent fear, submit yourselves to your masters.
彼得这样写，你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人。
Yeah, not only to those that are good and considerate, but to those that are harsh.
不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
So it's pretty amazing that Peter is going to actually write instructions to slaves in his letter.
彼得他会想要在他的信中写给这个写下这些有关奴隶的指示，真的是太奇妙了。
Yeah, actually, back in Peter's day, many slavesbecame Christians, and some Christians were slaves.
在彼得那个时代，有一些奴隶呢，他们成了基督徒，而有些基督徒他们成为了奴隶。
And we want to notice the reason that Peter gives for submission is in reverent fear of God.
我们要注意到，当彼得说顺服，他其实是说对上帝的虔诚敬畏。
So that's the key right there.
所以这是一个重点。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
Who is the Holy One?
谁是那至圣者呢？
Jesus is the Holy One.
基督耶稣基督是那位至圣者。
Okay, so we might struggle with that word fear. Do we fear Jesus?
我们会对这个惧畏惧怕这个字感到奇怪。
But we're going to submit to God because he's the sovereign creator of everything.
但是我们顺服神是因为上帝对他的创造是有主权的。
Now sometimes it may seem difficult.
有的时候是很困难的。
This part of Peter's letter is really about suffering.
彼得在这部分书信所提到的是有关于苦难。
So we want to try to understand, how does God use suffering? Why do we suffer?
我们要知道神为什么让苦难发生。
We remember God is sovereign over life and death.
我们知道神对任何事情都有主权，包括了生跟死。
God is sovereign over all the angels and the principalities and the powers.
包括天使掌权的、有能的。
He's sovereign over the present and he's sovereign over the future.
他对现在的事、将来的事都有主权。
All his creation, God is in control.
所有的创造。神都有他的主权在。
And what God is going to tell us is nothing is going to separate you from the love he has revealed in Jesus Christ.
神应许说没有任何的事情能够与他使我们与他的爱隔绝。
So let me just open our time with a prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Okay. Heavenly Father.
爱我们的天父。
Whether we are slaves or free, we are entrusting our lives into your hands.
不论我们是做奴仆的，还是我们是自由的，我们都将我们的一生交托在你的手上。
Because we know that you alone are good and you are sovereign.
因为我们知道你是良善的，你是有主权的。
Holy Spirit, help us this morning.
圣灵，请帮助我们。
Help us to hear the voice of God through the scripture.
让我们能够听到你的话语，透过圣经的话。
We ask, please open our spiritual eyes and ears to hear from you.
帮助我们打开我们灵性的眼睛和耳朵，让我们能够明白。
Help us, Lord. We are weak. Help us to entrust our lives to you.
主，我们是软弱的，但帮助我们能够将我们的一生交托给你。
Especially when it is difficult.
尤其是当我们遇到苦难的时候。
Yeah, help us, as the Apostle Peter says, help us to live in reverent fear of God.
让我们能够学习像彼得所说的，我们是对神是敬畏虔诚的。
We ask in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. 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 So the original readers of Peter's letter were very familiar with slaves.
彼得当时的读者呢，对这个奴隶制度是非常的熟悉的。
Well, this is way back. It's 2,000 years back in the Roman Empire.
那是2000年前在罗马帝国的时代。
And lots of people became slaves and in different ways.
有许多的人他们成为了奴隶，是经过不同的方式。
Sometimes if there were a battle and enemy soldiers were captured, they would make them slaves.
有的时候是因为战争，然后被俘虏的这些敌人的士兵就成了奴隶。
Okay, if you were a person you couldn't pay your bills, you could become a slave.
有的时候一个人没有办法付他的账他欠了债他就成为奴隶。
Okay, so there are lots of ways criminals could become slaves.
一些罪犯也可能成为奴隶。
But for the most part, back in Peter's day, now in the Roman Empire, slaves are completely at the mercy of their masters.
但是在罗马时代呢，这些奴隶他们其实都是受他们的主人控制，受主人摆布的。
If you were a slave in the Roman Empire, you really had no rights at all.
如果你是罗马时代的奴隶，你是一点权利都没有的。
So it's serious business. If a slave ran away or stole something and was caught,
如果这个奴隶逃跑了，或者是偷了东西。
The slave could be severely flogged or beaten and sometimes even crucified.
如果他们被抓，他们可能就会受鞭打，或者用棒来打他们，甚至被钉死在十字架上。
So back in Peter's day, they really understood what Peter said slaves. They knew what he was talking about.
所以当彼得写有关于奴隶的事情的时候，当时的读者他们都明白是什么一回事。
This word's a little harder for us in today's day and age.
但是对我们现代的人来讲是有点困难。
When we think of the word slaves, you've probably seen photographs or movies, the horrible conditions imposed on the black African slaves.
当我们听到奴隶这个字的时候，我们可能会想到这些记录黑人或非洲奴隶的可怕的情况。
And we know they endured just terrible, harsh conditions under the American South before the Civil War.
我们知道在南北战争之前呢，有许多非洲的奴隶在美国南部，他们受到这种没有办法形容的残酷的生活。
So sometimes this idea of slave, it can be confusing to us.
有的时候这个奴隶的形象对我们来讲是很让我们很困惑的。
We want to understand, what is the biblical teaching on slavery?
所以我们必须要知道圣经对于奴隶制度是怎样的一个教导。
But here's an example of confusion.
这是一个令人困惑的一个例子。
Now this is a large billboard. It was put up along the highway. If you were driving up to Pennsylvania, you could see this on the side of the road.
这是一个大型的广告牌，它是立在宾夕法尼亚州一条主要高速公路旁边。
And it's a terribly cruel picture, a black African slave with this horrible collar of steel and spikes around his neck.
它这是一个很可怕的景象，就是一个非洲的奴隶，他这个脖子上面戴着这个有铁做成的这个枷锁。
And there's a Bible quote.
然后他还引了一段圣经的经文。
Slaves, obey your masters.
仆人，你们要奴隶，你们要服从你们的主人。
Ah, you see that? You think, oh, what is that?
当你看到这个时候，你会想说，这怎么一回事呢？
Terrible.
真是很糟的一件事。
But notice who put up the billboard? The American Atheist Organization.
但是是谁把这个大型的布告广告牌立起来的呢？是美国无神论者的这个组织。
They're not believers.
他们不是相信的。
This is a gross distortion of God's word.
这是对神话语一个很巨大的一个扭曲。
When Peter and Paul say slaves obey your masters, they are not saying slavery is good.
当彼得他说到你们做仆人的要顺从你们的主人，这并不表示圣经是支持这个奴隶制度。
Okay, so non-believers, the atheists, they're taking a quote out of context.
但是这些不信的，这些无神论者，他们是把圣经的话语断章取义的拿出来说。
The implication is the Bible says this kind of cruel slavery is a good thing.
他们是想要模糊，好像说这种残酷的奴隶制度是圣经所支持的。
So this is rubbish.
这真是垃圾。
Okay, nothing could be farther from the truth.
这个真的是离事实真相太远了。
But unbelievers, they're ignorant about what God's word actually teaches.
他们其实对神真正的教导是无知的。
So what's actually ironic about this billboard, it's actually revealing the atheists are doing the work of their master.
可是其实蛮讽刺的，在这个广告牌上面这些无神论者他们所做的，其实正表示他们正在做他们的主人要他们做的事情。
Because if God isn't your master, who is the master of this world?
因为这个世界的主人是谁呢？
Satan.
是撒旦。
And Satan is going to do everything he possibly can to distort and corrupt God's word.
因为撒旦他会用尽一切的来曲解，来扭曲神的话语。
So the truth is, actually, when the Bible portrays this kind of slavery, this is what slavery looks like under bondage to Satan.
当其实圣经里面所显示出来的有关于奴隶的一种形象是人在这个撒旦的权势之下所受到的捆绑。
Yes, Satan is a wicked, cruel taskmaster.
其实这个撒旦呢，他是一个非常严酷的一个残忍的一个工头。
You know, if you read the Bible, one of the first person I think that is mentioned as a slave is Hagar.
在圣经里头，我们第一个提到的一个奴仆是夏甲。
But the next person that comes along as a slave is this young man.
但是接下来所提到的一个奴隶呢，是这一个年轻人。
Put that on there. Is that good? Sorry, lost my microphone. It's okay. Okay, so this is a Hebrew boy named Joseph.
这是一个希伯来的男孩。他叫做约瑟。
You might remember he had 10 brothers who were quite wicked, and what did they do?
你还记得他有十个邪恶的弟兄。
Here's Joseph's brothers, and they're counting their money because they sold little Joseph into slavery.
这是这张图你可以看到约瑟的弟兄他们在后面数钱，因为他们把约瑟卖掉作为奴隶。
And they meant it for evil.
他们的用心是邪恶的。
And God used it for good.
可是神让它变成了好事。
So in ancient times, I mean, slavery is just a fact of life.
所以在古代，这个奴隶呢，奴隶的制度其实是生活的一部分。
It still is today.
其实现在也是一样。
Because we're living in a terribly broken world, a sinful broken world.
因为我们现在是生活在一个堕落、罪恶和极度破碎的世界当中。
So after Joseph, the Hebrew people became enslaved in ancient Egypt for 400 years.
在约瑟之后呢，这个希伯来人他们在埃及为奴400年。
So you should know the Hebrew scriptures are not going to portray slavery as a good thing.
所以我们要知道这个希伯来的圣经呢，它是不会把这个奴隶制度当作是一个好事的。
In fact, the Old Testament, those Hebrew scriptures, there's lots of laws that actually protect the rights of slaves if you're in Israel.
其实在就是希伯来的圣经，就是我们的旧约里头有很多的法律规定是要来保护这些奴隶的。
But outside of the nation of Israel, there's slavery all over the world. There's slavery in China.
但是在这个这个以色列，在这个希伯来人之外的有非常多的国家，他们也都是有奴隶制度的，包括中国。
Every country in the world, Africa, India, Japan, they all had harsh, cruel slavery.
在非洲，在印度，在日本，也都有很严酷的这个奴隶制度存在。
But here's what I can tell you about the abolition of slavery.
但我们现在要讲到这个奴隶制度的废止。
Okay, the societies that first abolished slavery, they were rooted in the Jewish and the Christian Bible.
那些首先把这个奴隶制度废除的国家呢，他们都是根基于这个犹太基督教圣经的教导的国家。
That's pretty amazing.
这是让人非常惊奇的。
If you think about the American Civil War.
让我们想想这个美国的内战，南北战争。
Who is the president of the United States, the 16th president?
当时的总统是谁呢？
Go ahead. Abraham Lincoln.
是亚伯拉罕·林肯，是美国内战，就是南北战争时候的总统。
Lincoln wrote a document. It was called the Emancipation Proclamation.
所以这个林肯总统呢，他有一个解放的宣言，他写了一个解放宣言。
That freed all the slaves.
他解放了所有的奴隶。
Yeah, Lincoln said this about the Bible.
林肯呢，他是这样说圣经这部书的。
The Bible is the best gift God has given to man.
他说圣经是上帝赐予人类最好的礼物。
Lincoln said, without the Bible, we couldn't know right from wrong.
他说没有圣经的话，我们没有办法知道是非。
Okay, so don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anybody tell you the Bible supports cruel slavery. It does not.
所以不要让别人欺骗你，让你认为说好像圣经支持这种残酷的这个奴隶制度。
Remember, Satan is the counterfeiter. He's the great counterfeiter. He imitates God, but he distorts it and twists it.
我们要知道，撒旦他是一个伪造者。他总是在学上帝所做的事情，可是他将这些事情扭曲，让他变态了。
So when the Hebrew people were physically slaves under Pharaoh,
当这个希伯来人他们在埃及成为法老的这个奴隶的时候
，So Pharaoh is the harsh taskmaster. He didn't want to let the Hebrew slaves go free.
他是一个非常严厉的一个主人，一个工头，他不让这个希伯来的奴隶自由。
Remember, Moses would come with his brother Aaron, and he would say to Pharaoh, "Let my people go."
你记得这个摩西跟他的兄弟亚伦来到法老面前，跟法老说：“让我的百姓走。
”What did Pharaoh say?
法老是怎么说的呢
？No.
说不
，Those are my slaves.
他们是我的奴隶。
Okay, it's similar. Satan has slaves, and Christ wants to set them free.
同样的，撒旦把我们当作奴隶，那耶稣基督要释放我们。
Satan says no.
撒旦说不。
So that physical enslavement of the Hebrews and their mistreatment, it's a picture of what's happening in the spiritual realm.
所以这些希伯来奴隶的一个情况，实际上的情况呢，是反映出一个灵性上面的一个束缚。
So Satan is like Pharaoh.
所以撒旦就跟法老一样。
And what the Bible is teaching us is there's really only two possible spiritual masters.
圣经上说我们只有两个就是只有两个可能的灵性上面的主人。
You will either have Jesus Christ as your master.
你可以让耶稣基督成为你的主人。
Or you'll have Satan as your master.
或者是你让撒旦成为你的主人。
Spiritually, biblically, those are the only two options.
所以在灵性上面，这是唯一的两种可能。
So you want to understand, Satan, like Pharaoh, he hates God's people.
所以你要知道，这个撒旦就跟法老一样，他是厌恶、痛恨上帝的选民。
He would enslave you and he would destroy you.
他要奴役他们，要来摧毁他们。
Yeah, that kind of slavery, like we saw with the American in the Civil War, that kind of slavery is pictured in Satan, harsh and cruel.
所以就好像在美国内战之前，这个在美国南方这个黑奴他们所受到的这个残酷的奴役情况，就是撒旦他现在在做的。
So on the other side, I mean, Jesus is also a master.
可是另一方面耶稣基督他也是一个主人。
But the difference between these two masters couldn't be greater.
可是这两个主人之间的区别是非常非常的大。
In fact, the Apostle Peter is going to tell us, Jesus as your master, he's like the good shepherd.
当使徒彼得讲到耶稣是主人的时候，这个主人是一个好牧人。
So I'm going to take you into a little bit of deep water this morning.
所以带大家到深一点的地方去。
But I think you can handle it.
我想你是可以接受的。
It has to do with this word slave.
这是是有关于这个字奴隶的这个字。
You know, when you make Jesus your Lord, does that mean that you're a slave to Jesus?
当我们称呼耶稣为主的时候，我们是不是也在承认我们是耶稣的奴隶呢？
Should we think of ourselves as like Jesus' slaves?
你想到说你是耶稣的奴隶吗？
Yeah, we struggle with that because, again, I say we have that picture of the American Civil War, the black African slave.
我们对这样的一个想法会感到挣扎，是因为我们的印象是就是南北战争那个时候的这个黑奴的这种情况。
Yeah, especially as Americans, we tend to think of ourselves, and I'm free, I'm not a slave.
尤其是在美国，我们会觉得说我们是自由的，我们不是奴隶。
But biblically, you're going to be surprised at the answer to that question.
可是按圣经来说的话，我们其实是这个奴隶。
So it is important. How do we think of ourselves? What is our relationship between us and Christ?
所以我们必须来仔细思考我们跟耶稣基督的一个关系。
We might say, "Hey, I have a personal relationship with Jesus."
我们会说，我们跟上跟耶稣有一个个人的关系。
That's good.
这是很好。
I hope that's true.
我希望这是事实。
In a way, though, everything that's created has a personal relationship with Jesus because He's the Creator.
可是每一个被造物呢，跟耶稣也有一个关系，因为耶稣是创造一切的。
Yeah, even Satan has a personal relationship with Jesus, although it's a bad one.
甚至这个撒旦跟耶稣也有一个关系，虽然这关系不太好。
But here's something interesting. I'm going to show you the Greek of Peter's letter.
我要让大家看一下这个希腊文，这个彼得书信的希腊文。
I said it's a little deep this morning, but you can handle it. This is Peter's second letter, and in that letter he says, Peter, a doulos of Jesus Christ.
这个是彼得后书啊，这边写到说彼得是耶稣基督的 doulos。
Okay, so that Greek word doulos means slave.
在希腊字这个 doulos 是奴隶的意思。
Now, if you check in your Bible, you probably see the word servant.
可是你如果看你的圣经的话，你看到的是仆人这个字。
So most of the time, the translators have translated that word doulos not as slave, but as servant.
所以当人翻译这个圣经的时候，他们是把 doulos 这个字是原本是奴隶这个字，他翻成是仆人。
There's a significant difference between being a servant and being a slave.
其实就是仆人跟奴隶之还是有一个蛮大的差别的。
Anyway, doulos, it means a person who is devoted to another.
这个 doulos, 这个奴隶这个字呢，是一个人对另外一个人是完全的效忠。
A doulos is a slave who gives himself up to the will of another person.
Doulos 这个字呢，是说这个人呢，他是为了另外一个人的意志，他愿意放下自己。
So this is how the people in Peter's day understood that word slave.
所以这是在彼得那个时候，人们对 doulos 对这个奴隶这个字的认识。
You know how the apostle Paul introduces himself in many of his letters?
你知道使徒保罗在他的很多书信里头是怎样来介绍他自己的吗？
Here's the Greek again. It says Paul.A doulos of Jesus Christ, a slave.
在这边也是一样，就是保罗是耶稣基督的奴隶。
Paul also calls himself a slave of Jesus Christ. Here's Jude.
这是犹大。
Oh, there it is again, doulos.
所以同样的也有这个奴隶这个字。
A slave of Jesus Christ, the Apostle John.
这是启示录是使徒约翰所写的。
Yeah, the revelation of Jesus Christ to his doulos, to his slaves.
这是耶稣基督对他的奴隶所做的启示。
I can go on and on. 130 times in the New Testament, doulos.
所以在新约圣经里头，这个 doulos, 这个奴隶这个字出现了130次。
So they all say they're slaves of Jesus Christ.
所以他们都说他们是耶稣基督的奴隶。
Now being a slave means that your master has bought you.
可是作为一个奴隶，是表示说你的主人用一定的价钱买了你。
Remember Peter said it wasn't with perishable things, it wasn't with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He bought you.
就是使徒彼得也说，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，他买赎了我们。
Paul says, "Be shepherds of the church of God, which Jesus bought. He bought you with His blood."
保罗也说，就是神的教会是他用自己的血所买的。
So you may think you're your own.
我们想，我们常常觉得自己是自主的。
I'm a free person.
我们是自由人。
But the truth is, you are not your own. You are bought by Jesus. He is your master. He owns you.
可是事实上我们不是自己属于自己的，我们是耶稣基督用重价买的。
Another example, here's Matthew 6:24. If you opened your Bible, it would say, no man can serve two masters.
在马太福音6:24里头，你打开圣经的话，你会看到一个人不能有两个主，不能侍奉两个主。
Original Greek it actually says, excuse me, no man can be a slave to two masters.
可是在希腊原文里头是说没有人可以成为两个主人的奴隶。
So if you think about it this way, is really much more clear.
如果我们这样子想的话，也许更清楚。
maybe some of you actually have two jobs. You could have two employers or two masters, so to speak.
也许在座当中有人有两份工作，所以你有两个雇主，就好像有两个主人一样。
Maybe you work for one boss during the day and work for another boss during the night. So, hey, I've got two masters.
所以也许你早上白天为一个雇主工作晚上为另外一个雇主工作，所以你有两个主人。
Okay, but if you're a slave, you see, your master has complete control over you 24/7.
可是你如果是一个奴隶的话，你的主人对你有完全的掌控权，是每日每时每日都对你有控制。
As a slave, it means you're not free to do whatever you want.
作为一个奴隶，表示说你不能做你不能做你想做的事情。
I want to say it again. You're not free to do whatever you want.
你不能做你想要做的事情。
Okay.And you're not free to do the bidding of some other master.
你也不能很自由的去为另外一个主人来做事。
Okay, you have one master, and he is the one you better please.
你有一个主人，你最好要能够让他快乐。
That's our desire. We want to please our master.
这也是我们要做的，我们要让我们的主人喜悦。
We're going to have singular devotion to our master.
我们是专一的来效忠我们的主。
So here's a quote from Paul, just like Peter.
所以跟彼得一样，保罗也是。
This is the Colossians 3 that was on the billboard. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything.
所以就是在那个这个广告牌上面写的，在哥罗西书第三章，你们做仆人的
okay,
要凡事听从你们的主人。
Okay, do it not only when their eye is on you to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主，无论做什么都要从心里做。
Okay, because now as a Christian you're working for the Lord.
因为现在我们基督徒，我们是为主做。
Not just for a human master, our master is the Lord Jesus Christ.
不仅是这个在地上这个肉身的主人，也是为我们的主耶稣基督做的。
And Jesus has a reward for faithful service.
而且耶稣基督对他忠心的仆人会有赏赐。
He's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful slave, enter into the kingdom."
他会称赞说你是忠心良善的一个奴隶。
Okay, so Jesus is your master. That's my point.
所以耶稣基督是我们的主人。
And he's not like Pharaoh. He's not a harsh master.
他跟法老不一样，他不是一个很严苛的主人。
The contrast couldn't be greater. He is the good shepherd.
这个对比是更大的，他是一个好牧人。
Christ sets you free from the bondage of slavery to sin and death.
耶稣基督将我们从罪的这个奴役当中拯救释放出来。
Now, that doesn't mean, okay, I'm free, so some of the slaves in Peter's day thought, so, now I can do whatever I want.
可是在那个时候，也许有些奴隶他们信了耶稣基督，他们觉得说，那我就可以做我想要做的事情了。
No.
不是的。
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority.
但是这个圣经的教导就是你们要为主的缘故顺服人的一切制度或者在上的君王。
So when we become a Christian, it doesn't mean, okay, now my life is going to be easy, I don't have to do any unpleasant or hard work. It doesn't mean that. In fact, it really means the opposite.
所以我们成了基督徒呢，并不是说我们从此就可以轻松的过日子，我们不需要再做那些困难的一些难做的事情。
as a Christian, really, you have to serve even better.
其实是相反的，我们其实要做得更好。
You need to serve without complaining and without grumbling.
所以我们要不发牢骚，我们要不抱怨的去做这些事情。
Yeah, grumbling and complaining while you're serving God, God doesn't like it.
你如果说做事的时候你抱怨，你发牢骚神其实不喜悦。
And even if your master is on the earth, your boss or your employer, even if they're harsh, you need to serve faithfully as a Christian.
就算是你在地上的这个主人或者雇主对你很严苛，你还是要来顺服他们。
So do your job well, even if nobody's watching, do your job well.
就算是没有人在一旁监督，我们也要将我们的事情做好。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you're really serving your master Christ.
因为我们是在服侍我们的主耶稣基督。
Your service is done for him.
我们所做的一切是为了主耶稣基督。
And he has a reward for your service.
他会对我们的服侍是有所赏赐的。
Okay, so here is the key to kind of understanding what I'm trying to present this morning.
这里是我今天所想要讲的一个要点。
Yeah, I titled this sermon "How to Overcome Evil."
我把这个讲到的题目定为如何克服邪恶。
Yeah, that wicked slavery of Pharaoh or Satan, that is evil.
我们知道这个撒旦他这个很严酷邪恶的这个奴役的控制呢是邪恶的。
So Peter is saying to us, okay, what did Jesus do when he suffered?
所以彼得就问读者当耶稣受苦难的时候呢，他做了什么？
And there's the key. Jesus entrusted himself to God.
耶稣将自己交托给主。
So if you've got a problem in your life, you're dealing with evil, this is how you overcome it.
如果说你生命中遇到苦难，你遇到一些邪恶的事情，这是我们要做的事情。
Basically, you've got to do two things.
我们要做两件事。
You've got to do what's right according to the Bible.
我们要根据圣经的教导做正确的事。
And entrust yourself to God.
而且将我们的生命托付给上帝。
Okay, remember back here with Joseph, young Joseph, when he was sold into slavery.A horrible thing, but he trusted himself to God.
当年轻的约瑟他被卖到埃及做奴隶的时候呢，这是很可怕的一件事情。可是他将自己交托给上帝。
It was not easy.
这不容易。
God is with his people.
但是上帝与他的子民同在。
In time, okay, God raised Joseph up.From the dungeon, he was literally locked in a dungeon.
所以是当时候到了呢，上帝就将约瑟从地牢当中把他抬举出来。
He did nothing wrong.
约瑟并没有做什么错的事情。
And God raised him up.
所以上帝将他抬举出来。
From that wicked scheme, he became the second most powerful man.In all of Egypt.
所以虽然原本是一个邪恶的一个计划，可是约瑟就因为神的这个抬举，他成了埃及这个一人之下万人之上的一个有权势的人。
I'm going to give you a modern day example from China.
我给你一个就是现代在中国发生的一个故事。
Okay, the idea here is if you suffer unjustly.Unjust, you don't deserve it. That's commendable to God.
如果说你是受到这个冤屈的苦楚能够忍受，这是可被赞扬的。
If you suffer because you did something wrong, that's not commendable to God.
可是你如果说因为犯罪而受这些苦难的话，受这些惩罚的话，这并没有什么可以值得可夸的。
So I heard this story from another pastor.
我是从另外一个牧师听到的这个故事。
There was this woman who lived in Guangzhou, China.
就是有一个女士，她是在中国广州。
And she was married. She had two small children, and she worked as an accountant.
她结婚有两个孩子，然后她是在做会计师。
One day, her boss came to her and he said, "Listen, I need you to do something for me. I need you to keep two sets of books."
有一天，她的老板来跟她说，我需要你帮我做一件事情，我需要你帮我做两本账。
You know what under the table means?
你知道这个在桌子底下的交易是什么一回事吗
？Okay, that's what he was looking for. It was something illegal.
这是这个主人这个雇主他所想的就是一些非法的事情。
He said, "If you do this, I will make sure you've always got your job and you've got good pay."
你如果这样做的话呢，我会保证你有很好的这个。薪水。
Now this woman was not a believer. She really wasn't sure. What should I do?
这个女士呢，她并不是一个基督徒，她心里挣扎，想说我应该怎么做。
In her conscience, she felt it's wrong.
她的良心觉得说这样做不对。
But I don't want to lose my job.
可是她不愿意失去她的工作。
So she said okay.
所以她说好。
About a year later, the company was raided by the police.
可是一年之后呢，这个公司被政府呢这个检查，这个查到了。
Both the owner, the businessman, and the accountant were found guilty of fraud, and they actually went to prison.
所以这个公司的负责人还有这个会计呢，都被抓起来关到监牢里头。
They suffered.
他们受苦。
Why did they suffer?
为什么他们会受这样的苦呢?
Well, they did wrong and they got caught.
因为他们做错了事情，他们被抓了。
Now there's another case. It's almost identical, except the woman who was also an accountant was a Christian, a believer.
可是另外一个故事呢，跟这个是非常相像。可是这个女士呢，她是一个基督徒。
A different company, but her boss also asked her.Can you do the two-book thing under the table?
所以同样的，他也是被他的老板要求让他做两本账。
She said, "I cannot do it. It's wrong. It's against the law."
他说我不能做，因为这是违法的。
And so, as a result of doing the right thing,
所以因为他做了正确的事
，her boss fired her.
所以他的老板就把他
And there she is, she's unemployed.
所以他失去了工作，他失业了两年。
She could not find another job for 2 years. She sat and tried to find employment.
所以他失业了将近两年。
And she and her family, they suffered because of the lack of her income.
因为他没有收入，所以他的家庭也跟着受苦。
She didn't do anything wrong.
她并没有做什么事情是错的。
Now nobody wants to suffer.
没有人是愿意受苦的。
Jesus didn't even want to suffer.
耶稣他也不愿意受苦。
But when we do suffer, we need to remember Jesus's example.
可是如果我们受苦的时候，我们要想到耶稣基督给我们的榜样。
Okay, this Christian woman, she did. She entrusted her life to God.
所以这个基督徒的妇女呢，她将她的生命交托给主。
She didn't know how, but somehow God is going to work this out. So for her good.
她虽然不知道会怎么样，可是她相信神会让这个事情变好。
Now God didn't leave her as an orphan.
神并没有让她成为一个孤儿。
And He won't leave you as an orphan either.
神也不会把你变成孤儿不顾。
God has sent what He calls the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to comfort you in your suffering.
因为神把这个圣灵，这个安慰者赐给我们。
God willing, you will find comfort from your brothers and sisters in the church.
我们也可以从弟兄姊妹在教会当中 我们得到安慰。
Has anyone ever found comfort in this church?
大家是否有在这个教会得到安慰呢?
Amen.
Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
感谢主。
And you'll be comforted as you read the scripture, those stories like about Joseph, and those stories will comfort you in the suffering.
当我们读圣经的像 约瑟的故事呢，在让我们在苦难中，我们也都得到安慰。
So sometimes, you know, well, here, God knows, He knows your suffering.
上帝知道我们在受苦。
He will even allow unjust suffering for a time.
他有的时候呢，他也会让一些不公正的苦难临到我们身上。
The Apostle Peter says, though now for a little while you have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials.
彼得说，但如今在百般的试炼中，我们会暂时忧愁。
Here's what Peter says: These have come to prove the genuineness of your faith. It's of greater worth than gold.
所以，这是叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那 被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。Sometimes
we miss that. Your faith is of greater worth than gold.
有的时候，我们要知道我们的信心是比那个金子更为宝贵的。Yeah,
you know, even Jesus was tested and he was tempted.
甚至像耶稣基督，他都有受到考验跟试探。Jesus
did nothing wrong.
耶稣他并没有做任何的错事。
He committed no sin.
他没有犯罪。
Everything he did was right and good and just.
他所做的都是好的，都是公义的。
And he truly suffered.
可是他却真正的受了苦。
Unjustly.
而且是不公正的对待。
He was insulted and abused.
他是被侮辱，他被虐待。
But he didn't respond with insults and abuses.
可是他并没有反过来去侮辱或者是不好的对待别人。
They blasphemed him, they mocked him, they called him foul names.
他们亵渎他，嘲笑他，给他不好的名字。
Okay, he didn't open his mouth against his accusers.
可是他对他的控告者，他闭口。
They inflicted real injuries on him. They beat him.
他们打他，伤害了他。
They bruised him. They mocked him. Finally, they crowned him with thorns, and they crucified him.
他们鞭打他，而且嘲笑他，而且最后把他戴上了这个荆棘的冠冕，把他钉死在十字架上。
But he threatened not.
可是他并没有口出威吓的话。The
reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life.
耶稣说：“我父爱我，因我将命舍去。”No
one takes it from me; I lay it down of my own accord.
没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。You
know why Jesus suffered?
你知道为什么耶稣他受苦吗？
For you.
他是为了我们。
Yeah, he did that so you would be protected from God's wrath against your sin.
所以他做这件事情可以让我们从神因为我们的罪的愤怒呢能够拯救出来。
That's the only way your sins can be forgiven.
这是我们的罪能够唯一得到赦免的方式。
He didn't have to do it.
他并不需要，不必须要做这样的事。
Did it for you.
可是他为我们，他做了。Yeah,
so he entrusted himself into the hands of God the Father.
所以他将他的生命交托在上帝的手中。
He's trusting and he's believing that in time, the Father is going to make this terrible wrong into something good.
他相信时间到了，全权的上帝会把这个错误纠正过来。
So Jesus has shown, he's the example, he's showing you the way, follow me.
所以耶稣, 他给我们做了一个榜样，要我们跟随他。
So we too must entrust our lives to God, do what is right.
所以我们也必须将我们的生命交托在上帝的手中，做正确的事。
Some of you learn how to write Chinese calligraphy.
有些人有学过书法。
You see how carefully this little boy is. He's tracing and he's copying. He's trying to follow to learn.
所以你可以看到这个孩子，他很认真的在这边描，在这边抄，在循着这个字的路线在走。
That's kind of the idea how we should try to follow to learn from Jesus.
所以这也是我们必须要跟随耶稣。
So, here's a question. Do you believe that God is sovereign?
你相信上帝是有主权的吗？
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that God is good?
你相信上帝是良善的吗？
Yes.
Do you believe nothing is hidden from God?
你知道上一切的事情神都知道，没有隐藏的。
Nothing is hidden. He sees everything. There's nothing hidden from God.
上帝是看到一切的。
Okay. Then, imitate Jesus.
所以我们要模仿耶稣。
Follow his example.
我们要跟随他的榜样。
Do what is right.
我们要做正确的事。
Entrust your life into his hands.
我们要把我们的生命交托在他的手中。
The result will be that God will work things for your good.
所以这样的结果呢，就是上帝会让各样的事情为了我们的好处而成。
He is your true master.
他是我们真正的主人。
He is the good shepherd who cares for you.
他是好牧人，他看顾我们。
Okay, let me just close with a prayer.
我们做一个祷告。
So, dear Lord, we're so thankful that you do not leave us as orphans.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，因为你没有把我们当成是孤儿。
You have given us your Holy Spirit.
你给我们你的圣灵。
He comforts us in our suffering.
当我们受苦的时候，他安慰我们。
You have given us your word, your Holy Scriptures.
你把你的话语赐给我们，就是圣经。
May we find comfort as we read them and study them together.
当我们读它，我们研读它的时候，我们就得到安慰。
And Lord, may your people in this church, may we be blessed as we minister and help each other and are kind to each other.
我们愿意在这教会弟兄姊妹都受到祝福，我们彼此恩慈相待。
We trust you, Lord.
我们信靠你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.